Protest organizers in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, announced 2 days of strikes and civil disobedience after security forces used gunfire and tear gas on Monday to disperse demonstrations against a coup. Medics said 7 people were killed. The toll marked one of the bloodiest days since pro-democracy groups began a campaign of anti-military protests following the October 25th coup. It threatened to deepen the gulf between military leaders and a large protest movement. Security forces fired volleys of tear gas as they blocked thousands of protesters from advancing on Khartoum's presidential palace, and several injured civilians could be seen bleeding heavily in the street. That's according to a Reuters witness. A U.S. state of Texas rabbi says he and 2 hostages escaped the Saturday synagogue standoff. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
The rabbi of a Texas synagogue says he threw a chair at a gunman and then escaped with 2 other hostages after a 10-hour standoff. A rabbi at Congregation Beth Israel in suburban Fort Worth, Texas, said he let the gunman in the synagogue on Saturday because he appeared to need shelter. He says the man was not threatening or suspicious at first. Later, he heard a gun click as he was praying. Authorities identified the hostage taker as 44-year-old British national Malik Faisal Akram. He was killed Saturday night after the last hostages ran out of the synagogue around 9 p.m. I'm Walter Ratliff.
At least 22 people were killed when an earthquake struck western Afghanistan on Monday. The U.S. Geological Survey says the epicenter of the magnitude 5.3 quake was about 40 kilometers east of Kala-e-Na, the capital of Badghis province. The death toll is expected to increase. This is VOA News.